Nick DiCilio here. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of Trib Tower. Here till 5, and then we'll hang out with Steve Cochran and the gang after 5 for the first hour of that program. It is Fly Jams Friday, and we'll be getting to that in just a little bit. But my next guest, who I want to welcome, has been on the show many times, and we always have him on because he does really, really great work with the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. He is Matthew Hoffman, and he's the programmer of the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. And on Thursday, October 30th, they're going to present a 75th anniversary screening of Son of Frankenstein. And in addition, one of the stars of the movie, Donnie Dunnigan, is going to be in attendance. We wanted to talk about that and some other stuff. We always like to have Matthew on. I think he does great work, as a film historian and a showcaser. So let's bring Matthew onto the show. Matthew, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Nick. Thanks Good. For having me back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. So tell everybody about your background. And I know, in case people don't know, you got your start with Scott Marks, the great Scott Marks.
Yeah, I got started with Scott. I used to run the LaSalle Bank Theater Revival House about 12 years ago. And we played classic movies every Saturday night. And I kind of left the theater business for a while. And then a few years ago, the Park Ridge Public Library asked me to do a film series in the spring for them. And it became so successful that the Pickwick Theater across the street asked me to do a monthly series.
Mm-hmm.
And we started that last September with 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And it's been slowly building. And we've been averaging about 300 people. And the last show I did, thanks to you, Nick, it was our biggest turnout. We had over 460 people for our 50th anniversary screening of Goldfinger. And that was a lot of fun. We had a gentleman from the Ian Fleming Foundation present, Colin Clark. We had a prop from the film on display in the lobby. The actual jet airplane model that was used in the film was on display
in
the lobby. So it was a lot of fun.
That's really cool, man. I'm so glad you guys had a big turnout. What was it like to watch that on the big screen?
It was great. You know, I mean, we're so used to nowadays seeing films, on handheld devices and, home entertainment, but it's a whole different feeling to watch it with an audience, and it just comes alive in a way that you can't duplicate at home.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. I mean, it's one of the things I love about doing my film club every month.
Sure.
Is that communal feel.
Exactly.
You know, everybody's in the room and you're watching in some cases an older movie, in a lot of cases an older movie on the big screen. One of my favorite screenings that we did, and my next one is on November 11th. It's usually the first Tuesday of each month, but it's obviously election day, so we want to stay away from that.
Right.
But we're doing The Breakfast Club on November 11th.
Oh, sure.
And classic movie. I think the best John Hughes movie ever made. But one of my favorite memories of doing this, and I have so many because I'm so lucky to be able to pick out. And you know how this is. It's so cool to be able to program your movies to show to people.
Sure, and it's right. It's just a question of finding that the right one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of my favorites was when we did the digitally remastered screening of The Searchers.
Great film.
I mean, just to see that on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, that's special, and the place was really packed. That's really cool. Now, let's talk a little bit about the library, because you continue to show movies there, right, and program there, right?
I program there every spring. I do a program. I usually do more offbeat subjects, whereas with the Pickwick, I show these films that are going to draw a big crowd.
Sure.
But, for example, one spring at the library, I did a series on Art Deco in classic Hollywood set design.
Yeah.
It's called Screen Deco. I did a more popular program called Cross Swords. It was about swashbucklers. I did a silent film series called Legends of Laughter. A pre-code Hollywood series called Forbidden Cinema. So, I try and explore different topics, and I could show films that are a little lesser known, and that's part of the fun, and to be able to talk about them at length. Whereas at the Pickwick, I'll set the film up, I'll say a little bit about the context or the history of the film, but with the Park Ridge Public Library program, I could go into a little bit more detail about the film's evolution.
How do you go about getting prints for these movies? Is it difficult? I mean, you know, especially if you're doing some of the offbeat stuff for the library, or do you show them on video?
Well, at the library, everything is on it's digital.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the library had film projectors many, many years ago, but everything is digital. So it's just a question of, you know, I use the Warner Archives a lot because they're always releasing really obscure stuff. A lot of the pre-code Hollywood titles that I played came directly from the Warner Archives. So it's great to see studios releasing these obscure films on and putting them on DVD.
Yeah.
But what we do at the library, it's more than just popping in a DVD. It's more like a college course in a sense, the way I talk about the films and try it and get people excited about them.
Yeah. Now let's talk about this personally. I don't think we've ever really talked about this. Can you remember the first movie that you ever saw? Or can you remember the first movie that made an indelible imprint on you?
Well, one of the first films I remember seeing was the original King Kong.
Oh, now,
we've talked about it before because you played it at your movie club.
Last year we played we played King Kong and you showed up for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Another film was Rear Window, Hitchcock.
Oh.
It was re-released in theaters, and I remember seeing it. I remember that night. I was really, really young. My mom wasn't feeling well, and this was around Thanksgiving, and my dad, my brother, and I, we went out for Thanksgiving, and I remember Rear Window was playing. So my dad took my brother and I to see that, and that always made a real impression on me, and I really got hooked on Hitchcock because of that. And
that was that was when Universal re-released, I think it was five of their classic Hitchcock titles in the theaters. I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was like 1983. And it was Rear Window. They did Rope. They did Vertigo.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Man Who Knew Too Much, I think, was another one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, but they released, I think it was five Universal Hitchcock titles, and that was really great to see on the big screen. So
another film, John Ford's The Searchers.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
those are classics.
I saw it again at Columbia College, thanks to Scott Marks.
Yeah.
So I sort of reappreciated it even more with Scott. So.
Oh, The Searchers is just, I mean, it's a masterpiece. Yeah. There's just, mm-hmm. there's no question about it. It's my favorite Western of all time.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. And so then you decided at that point when you got like hooked on Hitchcock, did you think, okay, listen, I want to do something with my life that involves films. Was that what happened?
Yeah, you know, I always looked at more as a screenwriter, you know, maybe developing stories. But I was always gravitated towards film history. I actually took a course on film criticism at Columbia College. But I've always been kind of divided between the history part and the actual hands-on,
mm-hmm.
where I want to, you know, eventually write. But right now I'm just enjoying so much being a showman, you know, putting on these different events for the community.
And yeah.
Right now, that's the most rewarding thing I can be doing.
What were some of your favorite screenings? Now, obviously, the Goldfinger one was a real success, and what were some of the other ones that turned out to be really great for you?
The Tyrone Power Centennial that we did in May.
Yeah.
That was a double feature. We showed in Old Chicago and Jesse James, and we had Power's younger daughter, Taryn Power, there, along with Power's godson, Michael Butler, the producer who also produced Hair on stage. That was another huge, huge turnout, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you could see people really enjoyed talking to Taryn Power, and we had a book signing that night, and, you know, just to see the line down the block was really rewarding.
That's great.
And there was the same night that The Amazing Spider-Man 2 opened. We drew over 400 people, and that movie drew about 25.
So
it's kind of rewarding to beat that at the box office.
That makes me feel good right there, Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hang on a second, okay?
Sure.
Matthew Hoffman is with us, and he's got an event coming up on Thursday, October 30th. They are going to present the 75th anniversary screening on the big screen at the beautiful Pickwick Theater, Son of Frankenstein. He is the programmer for the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater and does great work. Get out there and see some classic films. All right, we got to check out. We have to take a break here. We got some weather and we got some traffic, and then we'll get back with Matthew on 720 WGN. Nick DiGilio here. Hi, everybody. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower, and we're here until 5 a.m., and then we'll hang out for the first hour of the Steve Cochran Show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You can also send your texts to 312-981-7200. And you can check us out at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And if you go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show and like us, you will find a link to the Park Ridge Classic Film Series. And Matthew Hoffman is the programmer of the Classic Film Series at the Pickwick Theater. And on Thursday, October 30th, they're going to present a 75th anniversary screening of Son of Frankenstein. And let's talk a little bit about that. Matthew, tell everybody about Son of Frankenstein.
Well, Son of Frankenstein, directed by Roland V. Lee, is a lot of fans consider it, myself included, the last great Frankenstein film from Universal. It was the last time that Boris Karloff played the Frankenstein monster on film. It contains Bela Lugosi's best performance. It has an absolute great cast. Now, our special guest that night, Donnie Dunnigan, plays the little boy in the film, Peter von Frankenstein. He's a bit of a square peg. He doesn't quite fit in with the rest of the cast, but it's hard to question the performance of a four-year-old.
Yeah.
with his Texas accent. But it's going to be wonderful to actually have him there as a special guest. But going back to the film itself, in addition to a wonderful cast, I mean, it's got these great expressionistic sets, a wonderful score by Frank Skinner.
Yeah.
It's just this epic melodrama. It's really an A picture. And after Son of Frankenstein, the series kind of went to more like B films. And this is absolute, it's gold. So yeah. I really would like to see a lot of people come out for it.
Oh, it's a great film. It's a classic, great film. One of my favorite Universal horror movies,
mm-hmm.
Is Son of Frankenstein. I remember watching it. I remember seeing it, of course, on Creature Features when I was a kid.
Yeah, sure.
And just loving it. Now, Donnie Dunnigan, who is going to be there, how old is he now?
He recently turned 80 in August. But even though he's 80 years old, he still does his push-ups. He spent 25 years in the Marine Corps.
Wow.
He still coaches boxing, so I mean he's
wow
really active. I mean, Nick, it's we're fortunate that he's still alive. I mentioned he spent 25 years in the Marine Corps. He spent three tours of duty in Vietnam. He was decorated with the Bronze Star, the Purple Heart. The guy has a metal plate in his skull. He's got gun wounds, a grenade burn, knife scars. The last rites were performed on him three times on
wow
the battlefield.
Oh, my God.
He also has the distinction of being the youngest drill instructor in Marine history. And when he retired in 77, he likes to say he retired on wounds, he attained the rank of major.
Oh.
So he's actually Major Donald Dunnigan, but you know, he's so many different things. He's just had a remarkable life. Besides being a career Marine, he was a champion boxer, obviously a combat officer. He was a counterintelligence agent, mathematician, physicist. I think he's a member of the American Mensa Society.
Wow. What a life. What a life. Oh, my God.
He keeps going.
It's amazing.
He's really a fountain of knowledge. Just all the people that he knew back then, this is really living history. And there are almost no opportunities these days, certainly not in recent years, to actually see a star from the Golden Age.
That's amazing. Okay, so Donnie Dunnigan, who was in Son of Frankenstein and still kicking and doing great. He was also in Tower of London.
Yeah.
And he was the voice of Bambi?
He was the voice of Bambi. Now, he actually modeled for Bambi. The animators, based a lot of Bambi's facial expressions on him. And then later, Donnie got the part to do the voice work of young Bambi.
Wow.
And that was actually his last film in 1942. 10 years later, he enlisted in the Marine Corps. And obviously, when he was in the Marines, he never told anyone he was the voice of Bambi. He kept his film career very quiet. He didn't talk about it at all in the Marines because his idea was that if you're going to be commanding men, they're not going to respect you
yeah.
if they know that you're
right.
you know, Bambi.
Right. That's true. All right, so Son of Frankenstein is on Thursday, and Donnie Dunnigan is going to be there. And in addition to that, you guys are calling it the Halloween Horror Fest. You're going to have Jay Warren performing Prelude music from 7 to 7:30 on the mighty Wurlitzer organ.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 7:30, there's a costume contest for kids.
Yeah, kids 12 and under are encouraged to dress up.
That's
and we're
so
try
cool.
And give away some prizes.
That's
too.
So cool. All right, so it's Thursday, October 30th. It's the 75th anniversary screening of Son of Frankenstein on the big screen in the beautiful Pickwick Theater with organ music beforehand, costume contest. Doors open at 7, and admission is only $7. It's only $7 to see this beautiful movie on the big screen. $5 for seniors. Families and veterans are encouraged to attend. It's a historic presentation, and it's just going to be so great. If you've never seen a great old classic film on the big screen in a beautiful theater like the Pickwick, you don't know what you're missing. And to have Donnie Dunnigan be there and to have the organ music and some costume stuff, it's going to be a really good time. And $7, it's only $7, people. So let's pack the place. It's going to be Thursday, October 30th, 75th anniversary on the big screen of Universal's Son of Frankenstein, a great film. And you can get information at parkridgeclassicfilm.com. And there you go. So it's going to be Thursday night. I continue to admire the work that you do, Matthew. You know, I'm a film lover, and I really think that what you're doing is great. And to get people to come out in droves to watch classic movies in a beautiful theater on the big screen, it's a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. And that's why, at least in Park Ridge, it's great to see. And with your help, Nick, I think we can continue to grow this thing.
Yeah, and anytime you have an event, we're going to have you on, okay, Matthew?
Okay, thanks, Nick.
All right,
I really appreciate it.
No, it's my pleasure. Take care. Matthew Hoffman and the classic film series at the Pickwick Theater. He does great work. Thursday, October 30th, go out, man. $7 to see a classic Universal movie, a great Halloween event, Son of Frankenstein. Check it out. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.